it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. The wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miracle sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Jesus then left them and went away. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. Be careful, Jesus said to them. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They discussed this among themselves and said, it is because we didn't bring any bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves or the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you got there? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you got there? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in the bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
如果我们看第十二章的话,
if we look at Matthew chapter 12,
我们看见法利赛人与文士已经来问过耶稣了。
The Pharisees and the scribes have asked Jesus.
他们求耶稣显一个神迹给他们看。
They asked Jesus to perform a miracle for them.
耶稣推辞他们说,
but Jesus declined the offer.
一个邪恶淫乱的时代,
that this adulterous world,
求看神迹再没有神迹给他们看。
Asking for a sign of miracle, I won't give it anymore.
如果有的话呢, 就是约拿的神迹。
If there is, then it should be the sign of Jonah.
约拿怎么样在鱼的肚子里面三天三夜?
How Jonah stayed in the fish for 3 nights and 3 days?
耶稣基督说他就是在鱼和地里面三天三夜。
And Jesus said he will be in the land for 3 nights and 3 days.
所以耶稣的意思是说,
what Jesus meant by this,
所以有耶稣基督为我们死为我们复活这一个神迹啊，是给所有的人看。
The death and resurrection of Christ, this miracle will be shown to everyone.
其他的神迹其实呢,
and the other kinds of miracles,
不是给所有的人看的,
it's not for everybody to look at.
尤其是你有罪还没有认,
especially with the unconfessing,
你是以邪恶淫乱的时代,
we live in an adulterous world.
那么这个邪恶淫乱的时代呢，不可以看神迹。
We live in this adulterous world, we cannot look at the miracles of Christ.
因为你有邪恶淫乱的缘故呢，你也不信那些是神迹的。
Because of this, we won't believe it's a miracle.
所以耶稣基督推辞他们。
Oh, Jesus declined.
但是耶稣基督虽然这样讲,
although Jesus Christ said this,
立刻我们看见耶稣行了两个神迹。
Immediately we saw Jesus Christ perform 2 miracles.
他用5饼2鱼让5000的人吃饱。
With 5 loaves and 2 fish, he let 5,000.
他用4个饼1条鱼来让4000的人吃饱。
He used 4 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 2,000.
那么这两个都是神迹。
And these 2 are miracles.
那可能这两个神迹呢，因为好几千人都看见。
Maybe because of this miracle and a lot of people look at it.
所以啊，这个消息就传到那个法利赛人那里去。
They spread the news.
哎，法利赛人一听见。
When the Pharisees heard it,
我们求他行神迹，他不行。
We ask for a miracle and he won't perform.
我们走掉了，他就行了。
After we went away, then he performed miracle.
哎呀，真是生气啊。
They are angry about this.
他们在家讨论那个神迹奇事了。
They discuss about the miracle.
但是那些法利赛人，那些撒都该人呢？
On the other hand, how about the Pharisees?
那些撒都该不相信。
They won't believe it.
哎，5饼2鱼怎么可以吃饱5000的人呢？
The 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish won't feed 5,000.
一定有什么别的东西的。
I think there will be some magic formula.
你知道现在的心态啊？
You know what Dr. Liberals believe in?
他们怎么解释5饼2鱼的神迹奇事呢？
How did they interpret this miracle?
他们说啊，
they said the Jews bring fish and loaves of bread to them. When they heard Jesus preach,
耶稣说谁有饼谁有鱼啊?
They said, who have fish and loaves of bread?
大家都论事不肯给耶稣吃。
They would let Jesus eat their share.
后来那个小孩子奉献五饼二鱼。
But when a small child offered his share,
其他的人都受感动。
They are all moved.
于是大家就把藏在那个袋口里面的饼与鱼啊拿出来一同吃了。
Bring on their fish and loaves of bread.
所以呢，结果就剩下来了。
So there are some left over.
这并不是神迹。
This is a miracle.
但是大家都拿出来。
All of them, they pour it out.
精神学法是这样的。
The liberals would believe this.
大概这个撒都该人也是这样解释啦。
I think the Sadducees would have this kind of interpretation.
不信这是神迹。
They won't believe this is a miracle.
他们在谈论的时候呢？
As they discuss.
所以撒都该人呢，与那个法利赛人又再来求耶稣了。
Both the Sadducees and the Pharisees came together to see Jesus.
这一次他们求呢?
What did they ask?
特别一点哦。
It's special.
不求他行一个地上的神迹。
They're not asking him to perform a miracle in the land.
如果求地上的神迹，恐怕他有什么巧妙的方法来弄两栋啊，也说不定啊。
If they ask him to perform something on earth, maybe he will be able to do some magic.
所以那些法利赛人与撒都该人就求什么呢?
So what did they ask for?
求耶稣从天上显一个神迹。
They are asking to perform a miracle from heaven.
那么从天上你就没有办法弄什么了。
So if the miracle comes from heaven, then he won't do it. He won't be able to do something.
大概他们的意思是说,
what they think?
如果你能够真的从天上显一个神迹呢?
If you are able to perform a miracle from heaven,
哎，我们就相信了。
Then we will believe it.
但是耶稣基督怎么样呢?
What did Jesus do?
耶稣基督也推辞他。
Jesus also declined.
耶稣基督再说,
Jesus said again,
一个邪恶淫乱的时代，没有神迹给你们看。
In this adulterous world, I will not perform any miracle.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
你们能够分辨天色。
You are able to differentiate the weather.
你们知道晚上天放红。
You saw the weather is the sky is red.
或者早晨天放红。
Or in the morning there is red sky.
你们知道有雨没有雨。
You know that there's rain or there's no rain.
那你们为什么不懂得分辨这个时代的神迹呢?
Why won't you be able to differentiate this miracle?
他们求天上显这个神迹。
They are asking him to perform a miracle from heaven.
耶稣基督也用天色这个天气来解释给他们听。
And Jesus used the weather to interpret.
耶稣基督的回答是真善有智慧的。
He is very wise in replying.
耶稣说不给你们看。
I will let you look at the miracle.
一个邪恶淫乱的时代,
this wicked and adulterous world,
就是说你们还有罪,
that means you still have sin.
还有邪恶,
you still are wicked.
还有淫乱,
you still have some temptation.
你们想要这样看神迹吗?
With this type of environment, you still want to
see the miracle. 没有神迹给你们看,
I will let you look at any miracle.
给邪恶淫乱的人看的神迹, 只是耶稣基督死而复活那个神迹。
With the wicked and adulterous world, the miracle will be the resurrection and death of Christ.
来过去那个弟兄怎么样?
Brothers and sisters,
我们来看见了。
As we look at this passage,
这个法利赛人与撒都该人来求这一件事情，耶稣基督都推辞了。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees asked for a miracle and Jesus declined.
那么这一件事情给我们带来什么教训呢?
What does this passage tell us?
那个门徒都不大明白这个。
The disciples did not understand this.
他们不大明白法利赛人与撒都该人来求那个事情是什么事情。
They don't understand why all of them came and asked Jesus to perform a miracle.
其实我们明白啊。
We can understand.
法利赛人与撒都该人两派是常常对立的呢。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they are not in good condition with one another, good relationship with one another.
他们现在 来联手来攻击耶稣。
They join hands to fight against Jesus.
意思是说我们两个不要打，我们先联合一起打倒耶稣。
We won't fight against each other. We want to fight against Jesus.
你看啊，魔鬼也是用这个方法来对付我。
Satan also used this kind of tactic.
所以耶稣基督感觉到这一件事情呢。
But Jesus feels this type of thing.
他就对门徒说了。
And he tells his disciples.
你们要防备法利赛人。
should prevent, guard against the gift of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
They write on bread.
绑在那个手上。
And tie it on your hand.
就说我带着圣经在手上为记号。
I had a Bible in my hand.
就把一个圣经呢。
They use a verse.
写在一个皮条里面。
They write it on the ledger.
然后我就放在一个小盒子里面。
They also put in a.
就绑在那额上。
And tie it on.
就说我把神的话记住了。
And I remembered the word of God.
你看，外表化。
It's really an outward expression.
他们就是法利赛人。
This is Pharisees.
他们只有宗教的外表。
They have this outward manifestation.
他们只有宗教的仪式。
They only have the religious expression.
他们没有生命。
They don't have life.
这样呢，我看了好像今天的天主教差不多。
And I think they are just like Catholics today.
有外表的仪式。
The outward expression.
没有内心。
They don't have inward experience.
有一次我看见一个天主教的女修士啊。
One time I saw a Catholic nun.
她在一个巴士上。
She's in a bus.
在念经呢。
She's doing some rosary.
她就有一个念珠嘛，念珠的几念嘛，她就一直念一直算嘛，算每个念嘛，算不住了。
She prayed.
他说：“如果你真心的念了，你要看到眼睛佛堂用心的念这才对啊，是不是
？”But if she really prayed, she should close her eyes and pray.
但是他不是。
She did.
他看东看西。
I do that.
我就感觉你根本没有留心的。
You are not really praying.
那外表化，对不对
？It's really too outwardly.
哎呀，这个宗教的仪式。
The religious expression.
宗教的外表。
The religious outwardly.
没有内心的诚实。
They don't have the inward honesty.
耶稣基督是很讨厌的。
This Christ is sad about this.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣说你们要防备法利赛人的教。
Be on guard against the yeast.
可能就是叫我们要防备只是有宗教的外表没有心灵诚实。
Jesus wants us to avoid.The outward spiritual manifestation, and we don't have the inward experience of Christ.
你是不是一个基督徒啊？
Are you a Christian?
你说当然啊。
Of course I am.
我洗礼了。
I'm baptized.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
如果你不是从心灵城市里面来亲近主。
If you don't have the inward experience of Christ.
如果你的心还没有重生。
If you are not born again.
你就是洗多少次礼都没有用。
How many times you have the baptism is useless.
如果你不是用心灵诚实，
if you don't worship God with truth and honesty,
你守圣餐吃到饱都没有用啊。
Even if you eat till you are full, it's useless.
现在好多守圣餐的基督徒啊。
There are a lot of people who eat communion.
平常不来礼拜。
They don't come to church regularly.
圣餐就来了。
In the communion service, they can.
我以为啊，圣餐他们应该不来才对。
I think they should not come to the communion service.
平常应该来。
They should come regularly.
因为他们的生活这么败坏呢。
They're not wicked in their life.
这么虚伪呢。
They're not outward manifestation.
应该守圣餐怕才对。
They should be fearful when they eat their communion.
但是他们调转来啊，平常不来，圣餐就来啊。
But it's the reverse. They come to the communion service.
以为吃了那个圣餐饼就神圣一点了。
They feel that if they eat the communion bread, then they are more holy.
有一个老太太，她来走圣餐
了。
她袋口里面有一个小瓶啊。
She had a small box.
她就拿那个杯喝一点点。
She drank the wine.
然后就把剩下的倒进那个小瓶里面。
And then over she poured it.
旁边这个弟兄看见老太太，你做什么
？What are you doing, elder woman?
说你不知道啊。
Don't you know?
你说腰不痛啊，拿来补。
How terrible!
纪念主的圣餐，那个葡萄就变成药品了。
Remember the sacrifice, and she do it that way.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
如果我们中了这一个毒
，If we have this kind of poison,
只有宗教的外表
，We have only the religious expression,
没有你的内心
，We don't have the inward experience.
你就记着。你是一个假冒为善的法利赛。
You are a hypocrite Pharisee.
耶稣说要防备他。
Be on guard.
尤其这个法利赛人啊。
Be on guard against Pharisees.
他不是吗？ 很多大祭司和祭司长都是这些撒都该人。
They are high priests of the temple.
但是他们在圣殿里面献祭。
But when they offer the sacrifice,
为百姓祷告。
They pray for the people.
做一个祭司。
As a high priest,
亲近神。但是他们竟然不相信有复活。
They don't believe in resurrection.
不相信有天使。
They don't believe in angels.
不相信有灵魂。
They don't believe that we are souls.
样样都不相信，做什么祭司啊？
They don't believe in anything. They are priests.
所以我感觉到他们呢，像今天的新冠。
They are just like the liberals today.
像今天的新冠。
They are just like the liberal theologian.
对不对？
Right.
有时候我看见那些新派的牧师很可怜他。
Once I look at the liberal pastor, then I really have pity on them.
这样不信那样不信也要做牧师。
They don't believe this and that, yet they are pastor.
你牧什么呢？
What are you going to be a pastor?
对不对？你祷告。
They pray.
不相信有神就祷告。
They don't believe in God, yet they pray.
你祷告什么？
What would they pray?
所以做一个新派的牧师啊。
Pastor,
如果我的话，我一定会神经病。我不相信那一样事情，我要做。
I don't believe that, yet I have to do it.
这是最凄惨的事情啊。
It's a sad fact.
这是非常假冒伪善的事情。
This is also a hypocrite.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
，Brothers and sisters，
这个新派神学
，This liberal theology，
这个撒都该人
，The Sadducees，
就好像今天我们常常用理性来。辩论来叫我们不相信许许多多圣经的应许啊。
This means that we use our rationality to interpret some scriptural passages and force us not to understand what the Bible said.
圣经叫你这样行。
The Bible said we should do this.
你用理性多过用灵性。
You use your rational more than your spiritual.
用理性解释解释解释，那不是神的旨意。
You use your rationality to say this is not the will of God.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
信心
faith
不是完全明白才信的。
That means that you should understand fully, then you believe.
当你完全明白的时候啊，
if you fully understand it,
这不是信。
That's not belief.
完全明白是什么？
What do you mean by fully understand?
完全明白就是知道。
Fully understand means you know it,
对不对？
Am I right?
我有一次看见一个图画，像这样的图画。
Wanna see pictures?
我忘记是在什么地方看见。
I don't remember where I.
好像是在少博士的家看见，好像是。
I think it's in the residence of Pastor.
这个图画这样写。
This picture has this kind of shape.
When I see a spring,
if I see, 如果我看到一个。
I believe there is an ocean.
我相信有一个大海洋。
对不对？
Am I right?
我所看见的只是一个很小的溪水。
I only look at the small stream.
我所得到的证据只是一点点。
I only have little manifestation.
拿出这个一点点的理性啊。
With a little rationality.
我就可以相信很多很多了。
Then I can believe a lot.
这才是叫做相信。
That means believe.
当你看见那个海洋的时候，哇，现在信了。
If you look at the ocean, it says, I believe.
那个不是信哦。
That's not belief.
那个是知道。
That's knowing.
对不对？
Am I right?
我常常啊，对那些要完全知道才信的人，我这样讲的。
I always talk to those people who like to believe when they fully understand.
我说你啊，坐车你完全不明，可能你好多东西不明白那个车怎么样弄的。
If you ride on a car, you won't really fully understand the whole car.
但是你坐车。
But you ride in the car.
你能不能说，当你完全明白那个汽车才坐上去呢？
You won't say only till I understand the full mechanism of the car, then I'll ride in the car.
你戴那个手表。
When you have a watch.
你好多东西不明白的。
I don't think you can fully understand.
但是你听到了。
But you believe it.
你能不能说，我从来不戴手表呢？
Say I won't have a watch.
除非我。完全明白它。
Only till I fully understand it.
你能不能这样说呢？
Would you say that?
你戴这个眼镜。
When you have your eyeglass.
奇怪哦。两块玻璃一戴上去就看见了。你不大明白了。
You don't fully understand it.
但是你用它。
But you still use it.
你能不能说我死到那一天我都不戴眼镜了？
Only till I'm dead, then I won't take any eyeglass.
啊，除非我完全了解它。
Until I fully understand it.
那我告诉你啊。
I'll tell you one thing.
你立刻就会死掉。
Then you'll die once.
因为 人空气，你都不大明白，你不要不修。
And the air you will quickly understand, yet you have to dress.
可能我们的饭啊，用米煮成的，你都不明白啊。
Even the rice, you won't fully understand.
你不要吃饭。
Then you don't put in rice.
不能够这样子。
You won't be able to do that.
我们在我们的生活里面呢。
In our life.
我们已经接受好多好多事情。
We already have several other things.
我们都是明白一点点的。
We only know a little bit.
对不对？那么为什么你对于属灵的事情
Why with this religious thing
你就要求我完全明白才走上去呢
You will say I until I fully understand then I'll walk in it
为什么这个
Because of this
许许多多人不肯奉献这传道
A lot of people won't give themselves dedicate themselves to be a pastor
许许多多人不能够信主
Many won't believe in Christ because of this
因为中了魔鬼这样的诡计耶稣说你要防备撒都该人的教啊
Jesus said you should be on guard against the yeast
他们的教训很危险的
Their lessons are terrible Are dangerous
那么这个撒都该人啊
Who are the Sadducees
就像今天的新派
They're like the liberals
法利赛人呢
As for the Pharisees
就像今天的宗教
They're just like the Catholic today
这两种人
These two types of persons,
完全相反的
they're completely opposite.
常常彼此对骂的
they scold one another.
他们现在联手起来要对付耶稣了
but they united and fight against Jesus.
他们怎么样对付耶稣
how would they attack Jesus?
我们要求他
we want to ask him.
写一个大神字给我们看
to perform a great miracle.
这个大神字要写在天上
he should perform in the heaven.
那么因为写在天上的缘故呢
if he performs in the heaven,
耶稣就没有办法在后面弄什么了
they won't be able to do some magic
也没有办法用一条绳子在那边拉在那边拉了
he's able to use a rope
那些弄 magic 的人大概都是用这些工具啦
I think the magician would do this
写在天上
perform in heaven
他如果能够写这样的神咒的话
can Jesus perform this
我们就信了
if he performs this then we believe
犹太人追求神咒
the Jews they're asking for miracles
好我信是这样的
Paul said this
有神子
miracle
就信
then they believe
没有神子
if they don't have miracle
不信
they won't believe
我告诉各位
I'll tell you
真是很奇怪
it's very tricky
curious 他们一 curious 很奇怪啊
it's a curious thing
为什么呢
why
是今天的天主教
because the Catholics today
与今天的新派成学院的教会
and the liberals
两种都今天追求灵恩的运动
they are seeking for charismatic they are charismatic they are seeking for charismatic
真是奇怪天主教有好几百万人讲方言
there are a lot of Catholics who speak in tongues
天主教那个教皇已经研究这个灵恩的运动有七八年的时间了
Pope has been researching on this for 7 or 8 years.
基督教呢
As for the Protestant,
从前有好几个宗派不信神之奇事。
There are a lot of denominations who won't believe in miracles.
现在他们厉害追求灵恩运动啊。
But they are on par this moment.
灵神医啊。
They have miracles.
讲方言啊。
Speaking tongues.
讲预言啊。
Prophecy speaking
about it. 怎么看见什么那个印象呢
They saw some image.
他们追求灵恩了
They are seeking for charismatics.
追求神之奇事
They are seeking for miracles.
耶稣说
Yes, sir. Charismatics.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
不知道为什么
I don't know why.
好多人拣选一个宗教呢
They are seeking for a religion.
要就是拣选那个仪式很隆重的
They want something that is very nice.
仪式很隆重的
worship service is very serious
要就是寻找一种呢是吧很理性化的
or they will seek for something that is very rational
很有科学根据的
with scientific foundation
要就是寻找一些呢非常奇怪有神之奇事的
or they will ask for something that is miraculous
全世界的宗教跑不了这三种
I think it was including all these types of religion.
他们好像总是不能够接受圣经的真理。
They won't be able to accept the scriptural truth.
保罗说
犹太人求神智。
The Jews are seeking for miracles.
希利尼人求智慧。
Someone are seeking for wisdom.
这两种人呢？都不接纳十字架的道理。
They will not accept the truth of the cross.
在犹太人，这个十字架道理视为愚蠢。
For the Jews, it's a stumbling block.
在希利尼人看这个十字架的道理也是很愚蠢。
And for the Greeks, they feel it's a stumbling block.
其实十字架的道理已经包括了理性与神智启示在里面了。
The cross would include the rationale as well as the miraculous aspect.
里面有神的智慧。
There is the wisdom of God.
耶稣基督死而复活也是神的大能。
The resurrection of Christ is the power of God.
难道奇怪？
有
的人不满足耶稣基督的真实之家，不满足圣经的追求，
总
是要追求旁边的事情来辅助他们的信仰，要找科学证据啊，要考虑找一些仪式啊，找一些神迹奇事啊，
asking for some miracle sign.
总是不找圣经。
They won't seek scripture.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
要防备这两种人的教啊。
Be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
各位亲爱的弟兄，
Brothers and sisters,
很可惜的。
Too sad.
这些门徒不大明白。
The disciples never understand this.
不明白耶稣的意思。
They don't fully understand Christ.
把这十六个字完成，忽略了十五个字。
They forgot the 15 words later.
只是看中一个字。
They only look, take note of one word.
你看教导不教导？
It's terrible, isn't it?
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督指这些门徒。
Jesus called the disciples.
为什么他们不明白他所讲的意思呢？
Why won't they accept what he has said?
为什么把这一句话解错了呢？
Why did they interpret it wrongly?
耶稣基督提出三个原因。
Three reasons.
耶稣说，小信的人啊，
all small faith.
头一个原因就是小信。
They have little faith.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
小信，
little faith.
常是我们的软弱。
Sometimes our problem.
什么叫做小信呢？
What we mean by little faith?
就是看别的东西重要和属灵的东西。
Look at other things much more important than spiritual things.
比方说，
For example,
在你考虑要不要做传道，奉献做传道啊？
If you want to dedicate yourself as a pastor,
你在考虑的时候，
and you're thinking things,
可能你看钱，
you think about money,
重要的 Bible,
it's much more important than Bible.
你在哪里挣扎了？
You are struggling in your heart.
要不要放下钱？
Should I put down the money?
因为你看那个物质很大。
You look at the material possessions.
你不相信圣经宝贵和至大。
You don't think that the Bible is much more important than
the
Bible. And that's little faith.
或者你想到你的那个学问，
maybe you think about your knowledge.
会带来你很好的前途，
and give you a good future.
那是圣经告诉你，
but the Bible says,
你要服侍主，
if you want to serve God,
你做神的仆人，
you are a servant of God.
在天上有很好的赏赐，
you have good results in heaven.
那你就把天上的赏赐与地上的前途来一个比较。
Your good rewards in heaven and compare it with the one we have in earth.
理性告诉你，
in your rational thinking,
天上一定宝贵的地上的。
Of course, the rewards in heaven is much more important than what we have
here. 但是你就信不下去。
But you won't believe it.
你就在那里挣扎。
You're struggling.
我放弃我的前途。
I put down my future.
前途。
Future.
没有前途喽。
I don't have future.
天上的。
Heaven.
天上的不知道有没有
的。I don't know whether heavenly word or not.
I better like two birds in my hand.
我被人家脚踏几块球。
Better than three in the bush.
比那只空鸭三只脚踏还重要。
两只鸟在我的手中。
好 ，two birds in my hand.
这个是有把握了吗
？There's something in my hand.
现实的多了吗？
It's a practical.
已经是属于我了吗？
It's real. It's mine.
三只在那个树林里面了。
But for three birds in the forest,
抓不到怎么办？
I won't be able to touch it.
那还不要那三个？
I won't have the first.
那 如果你看我的内心啊，
我告诉你啊， 哥，
哇，这么多，方晶晶我就没有了。
你一定要想到上帝对你说啊，如果你真要奉献十分之一啊，
really、offer your tithe,
我要把天上的窗户打开，
I'll open the gates of heaven,
把天上的福气倒在你的怀抱里面，
and I'll pull down the blessings of heaven.
真的？
Real?
好像不是嘛。
I don't think it's real.
你给一个 question mark,
and you give a question mark.
你不相信。
You won't believe it.
问你是不是真的不相信呢？
Is it true that you won't really believe it?
You say,
yes, I believe.
Then
why won't you give over yourself? Because of little faith.
对不对?
Am I right?
听了吗，各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们就是小信的，不是不信啊。
Because of little faith, not because of none faith at all.
这就让那几个门徒16个字只解释一个字。
So that's why they interpret among the 16 words, they interpret a common.
小信是同一个原因。
The first reason is little faith.
第二个原因呢？
The second reason.
为什么他们呢不明白耶稣所讲的话呢？
Why won't they believe in what Christ tells them?
耶稣说：“你们不记得吗？”
Don't you remember?
我用五个饼吃饱多少人呢？
I used 5 loaves of bread.
我用四个饼吃饱多少人呢？你们不记得吗？
Don't you remember?
我们对主的恩典常常不记得。
We don't remember the blessings of Christ.
常常忘记。
We forgot.
吃饱了已经在肚子里面了都忘记。
We fulfill our stomach and we forget.
就是门徒也亲手派出去的那些饼啊。
They distributed the loaves of bread.
亲眼看见耶稣行的神迹。
They look at it.
亲口吃饱。
They ate it.
但是转一个转就忘记了。
But as they turn around, they forgot.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，
Brothers and sisters,
你信不信？
Do you believe?
从你出生到现在，
From your birth to present,
你所领受的都是主的恩典啊。
What you have received is the blessings of God.
神不知道做了多大的作为在你的身上啊。
God put a lot of actions on you.
你说我现在读完书。
I finished my study.
我很有前途。
I have a good future.
你不知道，连读书的机会与能力都是主所赐给你的。
Ability to study and education is given by God.
我自己就实在明白这个了。
I really believe this.
我记得我那个中学一年级的时候。
明白。First year in high school.
我那个时候才刚刚信耶稣。
That time I believe in God, Christ.
转变过来。
I turn around.
还用功读书，
and I really study.
但是呢，我常常考试，大概六科七科不及格。那么那个时候，爸爸就对我说了。
My father said,
下个月你不要读书了。
That month I will let you study.
你出来跟我做生意。
Come and join me in business.
我一听见这个消息呢，
when I heard this news,
就很难过了。
I'm very sad.
从前我听见的消息呢？
Before I heard this type of news,
我就很欢喜了。
I'm very happy.
不读书是最快乐的。现在听见呢？
When I heard it, now,
很难过了。
I'm very sad.
为什么呢？
Why?
我很记得很清楚。
I still remember.
妈妈说，爸爸说，你下一个月不要读书了。
Father said, don't study.
头一个一年来。
First thing in my mind.
就是我不能够侍奉主。
I won't be able to serve God.
以后我在教会里面的。就是做一个主席，连读圣经都不会。
If I'm the chairman of that day, I will be able to read the scripture.
怎么那么侍奉主呢？
How can I serve God?
我很难过。
I'm very sad.
我也不会求爸爸，求你给我继续读下去了，也不会这样求。
I won't ask my father to let me continue my study.
我也不会求上帝。
I won't be able to ask God.
上帝啊，求你感动我，爸爸给我继续读下去了。
I will remove my father so that I can be able to study.
我不会这样求啊。
I won't ask this.
我只是求什么呢？
What did I ask for?
我说上帝啊，
God,
我只有一个月的机会读书。
I only have one month chance.
我求你给我这一个月之内呢，
Give me the chance.
多认识一
读完这个学期啦。
Let him finish this semester.
只不过还有三几个月嘛。
Only three or four months. Four months.
让他完成这一个学期啦。
Let him finish this semester.
哎呀，我很快乐。
And I'm happy.
因为再多三几个月读书啊。
After three or four months.
到了拼命用功读书。
I really study.
读完那个学期考试了。
After the semester, I'm in the finals.
我与我的小弟啊。
My brother and I.
我比他大一年。
I'm 1 year older than my brother.
两个都是很懒惰的。
We are all lazy.
不过我刚刚信耶稣得救。
Because I believe in Christ.
他还没有信耶稣。
He didn't believe in Christ.
结果考试出来呢？
During the finals.
我有进步啊。
I increased.
从前七科不及格，现在只有五科。我的弟弟呢？
Okay,
他仍然是七科。结果爸爸妈妈商量了。
毕
竟那个大的很爱读书啊。
The big brother, he really studied.
小的只是小一年呢。
He is 1 year lesser.
不如叫那个小的出来做生意了。
Let him join our business.
让那个大的继续读书了。
Let the big brother continue studying.
他们一这样决定。
When they have this decision,
我就跪在神的面前感谢赞美主了。
I kneel down and pray and praise God.
在那一年的夏令会里面。
In that summer conference,
我就奉献做传道了。
I dedicate myself to the Lord.
我说主啊。
Lord,
读书的机会是你赐给我的。
You gave me education.
我说，如果不是你赐给我呢？
If you don't give me this chance,
我根本没有机会读书的。
I really don't have this chance to study.
所以我就拼命追。
I really study.
结果呢，可从最后一名考到最从五名之内。
So from the last one in class, and I become the fifth honor in class.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
一直长到现在。每一次我想到我自己能够读成书呢，
remember how I would be able to
我心里面充满了感恩。
I have thanksgiving in my heart.
因为我好多兄弟姊妹没有一个读成书的。
Because my brothers and sisters they don't have this opportunity.
所以我一个人读成书。
I have the opportunity to finish my study.
你知道我怎么样读成书啊？
How you know how I finish my study?
没有一个人像我的。
I don't think people would think similar to my
kids. 我的家是一个店。
Our house we have a small store.
我没有我自己的桌子。
I don't have a table.
也没有自己的房子。
I don't have my room.
也没有自己的床。
I don't have my bed.
只是等到这个店关门的时候呢。
After we close the store.
我放一块板子放在两张椅子上，就睡在那个窄窄的板子上了。
I put a log and within two chairs. That's my bed.
那我怎么做功课呢？
How did I study?
我把一个椅子。放在门口路上。
I put near the road.
然后坐在店门口那个石头上。
And I sat on the stone.
那个 step 上啊。那个。
I sat on the step.
坐在那里这样做功课的。
And I do my homework.
在路上做功课。
Do my homework.
读书呢？
How do I study?
他们常常打麻将，我没有地方读书的。
They always play mahjong. I don't have practice.Place to study.
我要拿一本书。
I hold my book.
从路这一边慢慢走到路那一边，在路上这样整夜，一面走一面读的。
As I walk, then I read my book.
这样给我读成书了。
I finish my study.
你看是不是主的恩典呢？
Is it the grace of God?
所以啊，我感觉到我被神用了是最。
I feel that I've used my God, and it's the best one.
虽然呢，我读到。快要进大学的时候呢，
As I'm about to enter college,
我是念医科的。
I study medicine.
我也很有把握去念医科。
I really want to study medicine.
但是很可惜啊。
It's too sad.
那个时候我们的礼拜堂倒下来。
Our church closed down.
因为我们的礼拜堂是一个木屋的，很旧的木屋来做礼拜堂。
We have an old church.
那个台风来了。
There's typhoon.
就把那个房子吹倒了。
And the church fell down.
我每一天呢，要到那个屋里面要盖礼拜堂。
I like to build a church.
结果我读医科都读不成了。
I was not able to finish my medicine.
我就想
，My thinking.
神要不要我读医科呢
？Would God ask me to finish?
我就想到中学二年级的时候已经奉献做传道。
And I remember that I dedicate myself.
我就很乐意的把自己奉献上去。
So I dedicate myself to the Lord.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我可以告诉你
，I like to tell you one thing，
一切都是出于主的恩典。
Everything comes from the blessings of God.
你领受了主的 教与这个教训同音呢？
Yes, and the teachings they have a similar pronunciation in China.
哦，原来耶稣讲那个教训，讲那个教训呢？
What Jesus meant is the teachings of Christ.
耶稣的意思是讲啊，他们的那个主义啊。
What their doctrine?
如果进到你的心里面呢？
If their doctrine moves into your heart,
你的心就会发大了。
And you have a big heart.
好像那个 yeast 在面包里面发大一样。
Just like the yeast.
那里面你里面就空空的。
And you have nothing in your heart.
你知道那个面包啊？
You know,
尤其是我在菲律宾买的面包。
The bread in Philippines.
太多那个发那个发粉了。
A lot of yeast.
里面的洞好大的。真的面饼是怎么变的？我在香港买的面包比较重一点，虽然小但是很重啊，但是这里的面包很大，里面很空空的。
那
各位弟兄姐妹啊，如果你接受了他们的意见
了，
进到你的灵里面了，你就是空空的
了，
虽然你的头会大。
You have a big
肚子也会大，可能。
Maybe your stomach.
你变成一个大人物。
You're a big man.
你有一个大的那个称呼。
You have a big degree.
一个高的地位。
You have a big position, high position.
但是你里面是空空的。
But you have nothing in your heart.
这是那个教的功效。
This is the doing of the yeast.
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
现在才明白过来。
They now they understand.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers,
不要接受这些圣经外面的事情。
Don't accept the things outside the Bible.
你要追求的就是圣经里面的事情。
Seek for biblical truths.
要追求的就是耶稣基督自己。
Seek for Jesus Christ himself.
要追求就是主的话。
Seek for the word of God.
主的话每一句都有能力的。
The word of God is full of power.
你要追求属灵的应许。
Ask for spiritual blessings.
不要追求属灵的事情以外的事情。
Don't seek for things outside from the times of Christ.
很可惜的。
That's too sad.
门徒脑子里面所想的呢？
What the disciples have been thinking?
通通是饼。
They are thinking about bread.
一块一块饼在家里面很多。
There are a lot of bread in their mind.
所以对属灵的事情完全不通。
They don't really understand the spiritual
thing. 因为都是饼。
There are a lot of bread.
饼是什么意思啊？
What do you mean by bread?
饼就是喂养这个肉体。
Bread are for the nourishment of our body.
关心的都是这个肉体。
They are thinking about their flesh.
如果这个肉体不漂亮。
Is their flesh not beautiful?
花好多时间单单画这个眉毛。
Use a lot of time.
如果你的灵性不漂亮。
If you don't have a beautiful spiritual life.
你每一个晚上只花两分钟去读圣经。
You only use 2 minutes to read your scripture.
我们人就是这样。
We are like that.
我们太不看重肉体。
We put too much emphasis on our body.
我们对于属灵的事情不通。
We don't really know, understand our spiritual
things. 这就让我们对主的话完全不了解。
And this caused us to misunderstand what Christ told us.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你会明白我这几天所讲的道理。
Remember what I tell you in these few nights?
但是在你的心灵里面
But in your spiritual life,
有没有加上信心去接受呢
But do you accept it with your faith?
要看你真正的行动才知道
It depends whether you will do some actions or not
如果你真的明白呢
If you fully understand
你就会追求属灵的事情
Then you will seek for spiritual growth
你可以做一个传道
You can be a pastor
你可以做一个医生
You can be a doctor
你可以做一个护士
You can be a nurse
你可以做一个教员
You can be an educator
你可以做什么
whatever you want
都可以对准那个属灵的方向去追求的
you will be able to seek the spiritual goal
你做医生
in your, as a doctor
可能你赚了多钱
you earn a lot of money
我认识一个医生啊
I know of a doctor
他赚了多钱
he earn a lot of money
但是奇怪
but it's to her,
他计算
he count
他的生活费是700块就够了、
he used only 700
他就把这100块以外所有的钱都完全奉献。
And he offered everything to God.
以后加薪水了。
When he had some additions in salary.
但是他仍然保持700块。
He still maintained his level.
其余的完全奉献。
The others he offered to the Lord.
他感觉到。
He field.
他做医生。
As a doctor.
为主做。
He do it for the Lord.
所以赚来的钱也是为主。
So he earned for the Lord.
很好。
It's good.
他也很会讲道。
He's a good preacher.
很会服侍主。
He will serve the Lord.
很奇怪的。很奇怪。
Interesting.
好多年轻人愿意奉献做传道。
A lot of people offer themselves as pastor.
很少基督徒愿意做生意赚的钱完全会传道。
There are only few businessmen who earn money for the Lord.
明白不明白我的意思？
You understand what I said?
叫他做传道。
If he is in full-time ministry,
他可能愿意。
He may be willing.
其实做传道义也是放下所有的嘛。
Of course, as a pastor, he put aside a lot of things.
放下所有的他愿意。
Put aside everything.
但是如果叫他做一个生意人。
But as a businessman,
他赚的钱完全为主。
He earned money for the Lord.
因为他的本事就是赚钱。
And he was able to earn money.
赚的钱完全为主。
Earned money for the Lord.
他不敢啊。
He won't do that.
其实也是完全为主啊。
Of course, he do it for the Lord.
你完全的做一个传道人也是完全为主啊。
As a pastor, he do it for the Lord.
完全做生意也是完全为主啊。
He earn money for the Lord.
那奇怪啊。
It's interesting.
没有人肯做一个完全为主的生意人。
There's no one who dares to be a businessman who earn money for the Lord.
我教会有一个弟兄。
My church, there's a brother.
他做木的。
He's a carpenter.
他就对我们说。
He said to me.
我现在要开一个专门做布的店。
I want to open a carpentry shop.
如果上帝赐福给我的店。